The governor has interpreted the current budget situation as lacking legal authority to pay more claims. And I'm sure there's going to be disagreements on that point, but he put a notice on the CMS website last week. The notice basically said that shortly we are going to tell all the insurance plans that send out payments to stop and not pay doctors, hospitals, other providers that provide healthcare services. I asked them if this is being done to put more pressure on the legislature to adopt the governor's turnaround agenda or to just negotiate more to the governor's liking. And they said, no, we just can't legally process more claims because the claims that were authorized in the fiscal 2015 spending are being paid, and now we're getting to 2016 and we don't have legal authority. It's hard to miss the irony here of what they're saying. I mean, obviously it will put pressure on the legislators and the general public, because you're talking about middle class people here who have the ability and the wherewithal to put pressure on their elected officials.
How many folks are covered by this statewide as far as on these types of insurance plans?
This applies to state workers, university employees, all sorts of people, dependents of those people, as well as retirees. Statewide, it's almost 363,000 people in a lot of towns where they have large state agencies or state prisons. State universities, those are areas where you're going to see a lot of people who have coverage through the state, and the hospitals and the doctors all benefit from that because it's pretty good insurance. It may pay late, but it does pay.
Full disclosure on that, I am a university employee, so it also applies to me. So the governor is currently in contract negotiations with AFSCME, the union that represents a lot of the people covered by these plans. You talked to some union leaders about this. What did they have to say?
I think they were still looking into all the ramifications of how it affects the contract negotiations, whether this would amount to something that they could file a grievance over or take to court. I think this really surprised them. Few things surprise AFSCME nowadays because they've worked with many different governors, but they were very upset.
So the folks out there that have this coverage right now, are they just kind of holding tight and waiting to see what happens, not expecting to have, if you go to the doctor tomorrow, there to be any kind of repercussion from this yet?
I really don't know that. I think it's so new that we don't know how people are going to be reacting to this. For many years, the state has delayed payments to providers who serve Medicaid patients as well as state employees. The big question that is raised by this, though, is that is this new twist in the budget situation, which apparently has never happened before, the state actually stopping the payment of all claims, will that prompt healthcare providers to react differently? Will that prompt them to request payment up front, which could be a big problem, especially if you're waiting for a surgery that's going to cost $30,000 or $40,000? Maybe they'll see this as just another delay, and so they'll just keep seeing their patients. Now, if some of them start putting notices on the front desk saying we expect entire payment up front, that'll make them very unpopular. That's why I'm thinking many of them, I would assume, are going to try to delay as long as possible taking that step. But I'm sure they're going to squawk through their own channels to their lawmakers and to the administration.